This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Adore Udoji.
When was the last time you picked up your phone and somebody asked what sort of magazines you like to read? Tomorrow is the fifth anniversary of something that may be responsible for some peace and quiet in your life. The Do Not Call Registry, which was supposed to end calls like this.
What we're doing to help out the kids this year is sending out just one subscription to something you would enjoy. You know, we have things like Time, Newsweek, Reader's Digest. We have many others to choose from.
Just
the
stop
billing
talking.
Serves handled through
please
the mail.
Stop.
I do
stop
not
talking,
ask
please.
For any money today.
Stop. I
don't
want
no
any.
Credit cards
I really
or anything
don't want
like
any.
That.
No.
The
no,
billing
thank you.
Is strictly
could you call some other time,
mail.
Please?
The idea, as many of you know at home and as John knows, is to protect consumers. Congress and the FTC, well, they joined up and they created the Do Not Call Registry and laws to enforce it. President Bush signed the law on March 11th, 2003.
Unwanted telemarketing calls are intrusive, they are annoying, and they're all too common. When Americans are sitting down to dinner or a parent is reading to his or her child, the last thing they need is a call from a stranger with a sales pitch. So we're taking practical action to address this problem.
Now, the act was signed in March, but it was on June 27th that the Do Not Call list was actually created, and 157 million households are on that. It makes it illegal for telemarketers to call people who are on the list or people who they didn't have a prior business relationship with. It also makes it illegal to call at certain times of the day. We got tons of responses from you with your practical suggestions on how to deal with telemarketers. Here's one.
I'm Amy from Stowe, Mass. And what I do when telemarketers call me is I pop up my internet connection. I'm very friendly. And I say, and what's the name of your company and where are you calling from? And I file the complaint with the government right then and I tell them that I'm doing it. And that does seem to reduce the frequency.
No messing
That's
around there.
No
messing around. But others told us that the Do Not Call list actually works.
John Fitzpatrick, South Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Since I put my name on the Do Not Call list, I have not heard a peep from anybody trying to sell me something on the phone. I, in fact, had forgotten about it because it had been so quiet.
Oh, he's so lucky.
And here's somebody who's actually sympathetic to telemarketers.
Hello, this is Mike. Happened to be on I-95 going towards Baltimore. I mean, all of us are telemarketers. Anybody in business that calls a customer or a potential customer cold is a telemarketer. Because I find myself in that position, I guess I'm sort of sympathetic to other people in a similar circumstance.
Well, you know, telemarketers began with a company called Dial America Marketing, founded in 1957. By the end of the 70s, telemarketers had worked their way into popular culture. And, you know, I'd have to say that eroding them or getting rid of telemarketers is actually a daunting problem. And so I would take a solution that's even more aggressive.
Hello, this is John Huckenberry, and you're reaching this message because you're a telemarketer who's been explicitly told not to call this number. You should know that GPS tracking devices are quickly triangulating on your position, and a fleet of drone aircraft is being dispatched to your location to seriously degrade your communications capability. It is recommended that you stand up now and back swiftly away from your communications device. Sorry, hanging up now will not stop this retaliatory strike. If you stay on the line hoping to make a sale, it is doubtful that even dental records will be able to sort things out. Thanks for calling, and have a nice day.
Think that'll work?
I like the idea because they infuriate me.
Well, telemarketers, the Do Not Call list, 5 years old today, telemarketers will live on.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.